The last of the 20,000 troops of the 1st Marine Division pulled out of Baghdad over the weekend and headed south. For the first time, the U.S. Army is now in charge of all of the Iraqi capital. It was none too soon. Baghdad residents are angry that the Americans are taking so long to turn the lights back on. And NPR's John Burnett reports the Marines were tired of serving as policemen.
Tempers have grown short on both sides of the occupation in the 2 weeks since the Ba'athist government fell. Some Baghdad residents have begun openly mocking and cajoling U.S. troops, and the Marines, sitting in tanks and Amtraks, sweating in their flak vests, have found their patience wearing thin. Major Dave Holohan is with the 1st Battalion, 4th Marines Regiment.
You find the bad guy, you blow him up, you do what you have to do, you impose your will on him. That's what we talk about, that's what we train to do. And Marines can do anything that you train them to do, but we're not trained for police duties, because our reputation was never built on being cops.
The 1st Marine Division fought its way 350 miles up from Kuwait to Baghdad. The frontline infantry units were ambushed time and again by Iraqi paramilitaries. After a few days in Baghdad, however, the fighting ended. The Marines found themselves with little to do except patrol the streets and pull guard duty and listen to the Iraqi boys who mobbed every Marine. They're mimicked here by Lance Corporal Philip Higgins, an Amtraker from Jacksonville, Florida.
Mister, you, me, friends, money, food, mister.
Constantly begging.
What time is it?
Constantly begging. That's all they do is beg.
The 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, took over the grounds of a huge cigarette factory on the outskirts of Baghdad. The troops have been living in the dirt and the heat with their only luxury, an infinite supply of harsh Iraqi cigarettes. With fewer and fewer fedayeen snipers nowadays, the troops have new adversaries, says Sergeant Matt Miller of Alpha Company.
Our biggest enemies out here are the flies, which swarm during the day, and the mosquitoes, which come out at night. There's been a thing going around all the Marines here that everybody's got diarrhea and been vomiting on a very regular basis, and we can't figure out whether it's from the water, the food, or
the flies.
The Army's 3rd Infantry Division fought just as fiercely in its drive to seize western Baghdad, but the plan all along has been for the Army, with its larger, more experienced civil affairs units, to relieve the Marines and become the sole stabilizing force during the American-led reconstruction. The Army will continue what the Marines started, patrolling streets and protecting hospitals, the oil ministry, power plants, and water treatment plants. But they will do it as their main mission, not a sideline, says Lieutenant Colonel Joel Armstrong of the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment out of Fort Polk, Louisiana. Yesterday, his soldiers took over responsibility for a large sector of eastern Baghdad.
We think that most of the fighting's over. We know there's still some bad guys here. We're going to work on them. But we're working on them at the same time. We're trying to establish ties with the local leadership. We're trying to get rid of all the unexploded ordnance out here. Work with the local security forces that have evolved and try to link them in with some kind of greater Baghdad police department so we can get security going. I know that the higher levels of the chain of command here are working to get the power and electricity going, and it's all connected.
In the past 2 weeks, some Baghdad residents have grown disillusioned about liberation from tyranny when they lose their electricity and sewage treatment at the same time. Remember, say American officers, this is war. What's important is that no one in the capital is starving or dying of cholera. Sure, the discomfort level is an annoyance, says Colonel John Pomfort, commander of combat service support for the 1st Marine Division.
Probably in hindsight, we probably should have looked at that. We didn't know he would blow the power grids here like he did, the fedayeen did. We didn't realize that the infrastructure was as poorly maintained as it was. Probably should have known those things. We didn't. But again, we were focused on the enemy.
Today, the Marines move south and repeat their peacekeeping role in the cities of Diwaniya, Hela, Najaf, Karbala, and Amara. They'll still be acting as post-war cops, but the troops take heart that at least they'll be closer to Kuwait and to ship home. And while the utilities in these southern cities are more intact than the services in Baghdad, Marine commanders know that these citizens will also have unrealistic expectations. We're a military organization, the colonel said with a shrug. We're not used to running cities. John Burnett, NPR News, Baghdad.